to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. The number you can call in to join me tonight, 706-993-4606. Again, that number is 706-993-4606. Or, if you're on Skype, you can hit me up on my Skype ID, WillMorgan781. I'd be happy to have you on the show tonight. Got a lot to talk about, got a lot to discuss. While we're waiting on callers to call into the show, I'm going to go ahead and run down the NBA, NFL and NCAA football school boards. Get you caught up there. We'll start with the night in the association. Right now, we do have some finals out there. Spurs beat the Bulls 1-0. Let me head over to line number one very quickly. Line number one, Gene, how you doing, man?
All right, what's going on, Bill?
Chilling, man. Just about to go over the night, the association real quick. There's a lot we need to talk about, man. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot we need to talk about. Oh, man. But the first thing I want to do was go over the scores in the association real quick, and then we'll get into the topics. Spurs beat the Bulls 108-107. That's the final. Another final, Hornets beat the Bucks 110-107. Minnesota defeats the Cavaliers 102-95. Wizards defeat the Rockets 135-131 in overtime. Celtics beat the Pelicans 124-107. And the Pacers beat the Jazz 121-88. We also have a game going on right now. Magic leading the Warriors right now in the second quarter, 42-36. All right, Gene, how's your week been, man?
Been real good. How about you?
Doing good, man. All right, the first thing, and we'll get to Ohio State, Michigan in a minute. The thing I want to talk to you about first thing was this issue going on with Dwight Howard. What in the world? Allegedly, and I've heard the phone conversations about both Dwight and this so-called pastor, and allegedly, Dwight is into some weird stuff.
Trying to put it professionally
in some decorum.
Because I honestly want to give it a little bit more time. Mm. Because it just came out and sounded like she was pretty pissed, and she even brought up, you know, his pastor and all those things. So I just want to give it a little bit more time because I'm trying to see how Dwight responds to it. He hasn't responded yet, so and I want to see his response. But as far as how it sounds, she was pretty much. I mean, she told a pretty good story. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, man, that's almost believable. You know what I mean? And then, because I think we heard that rumor about Dwight being in the LGBT community a few years back. You know, but it was just like, you know, rumored here and rumored there, and it was memes about it here and there, but it might be coming to light. I mean, but he's having a, because this one is telling on another one, or he cheated on with another one.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so now they're mad at this one because it's starting to talk a little bit too much, right?
Yep.
Yep. And then I think he had the pastor give her a call or give it a call, or give him a call. And I think that's what set it off when the pastor called. What do you think?
We're making light of it. This is a male choosing to live as a transsexual female. I'm not by any means saying Dwight can't be with who he wants to be with. Whatever you do with your time, that's your business. That's true and to the point. But my thing is, and I'm speaking as a father, you have kids, man. And these kids can very easily see this stuff in the news about you. You need to address this quick, fast, and in a hurry. He's not denying it. He hasn't confirmed it. It's just there. And you can't do that, man. You need to address this one way or the other, however your PR people want to spin it or whatnot. Get it out in the open either way and be done with it. She's up here talking sexual harassment, being threatened and manipulated. You need to be out of that situation fast. Quick.
Yeah.
Fast and in a hurry.
Yeah.
And I don't see any...
Because those are some serious allegations.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't see anything wrong with you coming. You might not address all of it, but I don't see anything wrong with saying when it comes to the harassment, the threatening, the manipulation. I don't see where it would be a problem with him saying, hey, look, I did not do this.
Right.
I'm not going to delve into all of it, but in terms of that part of it, I did not do this. That's the part you need to address more than anything else. That's what you need to address, because that is what can really ruin your career. That is what can put you in prison. The other stuff, that's the issue of morality. And like I say, to each his own. But when it comes
down. To each his own.
Right.
Yeah.
When it comes down.
Because when it comes out to it, if he comes out in the closet and he just says, yes, this was my sexuality. Mm-hmm. And I think we can respect that more, because we're seeing that more in society, and we're seeing it more in sports. And it's one thing that, you know, that people stay away from now is that LGBT, I think they even added another letter, community, which, you know, for me, I have no problem with it. Because you basically, I can respect you being honest with what you do and who you do, you know, you choose those people that you do it with. And as long as you're happy with it, and that's on you, it's called free will. You have to, you know, you can do whatever you want. You know, it's your liberty. You got a civil liberty there. So, you know, if he comes out in that way, in retrospect, so now I think he has to not be able to say that, because he has to defend this first. Mm-hmm. Before he can come out with that.
Right.
So, in this, you know what I mean? He has to defend, you know, this person is saying about him. He got to defend that first. At least got to say, hey, you know, maybe there was an issue with, because there was a payoff, I guess, there, too, and that the hush money or whatever, mm-hmm. or whatever. And like I said, it could have been an issue with a car or any materialistic thing. In between them, as friends, it could have been that, and then he, you know, him being the sexuality that he is, people just automatically think, oh my God, you know, Dwight, you know, he's sexing a transsexual and this, that, and the third. So it could be, like I said, if he doesn't say anything, then it's only one story,
right?
And that's all we're hearing. Right. And I think everybody in the sports world right now is like, wow. Because we haven't heard nothing from him. So he has to say something here pretty soon. And he can play the whole, well, I'm not going to let it distract me thing. But I think he has to. He got to say something to this, Will.
Yeah, he really does. He really does. And there's video out there, too. I just want to see him answer to this. And we can get into the other stuff later. But answer to the crimes that you'll be, that is being held against you. Answer to that, and then we'll work on the other stuff later. All right.
Yep.
We have Monday Night Football tonight. Texans defeat the Titans 34-17. Titans done won 8 straight.
The Texans?
I'm sorry, the Texans have won 8 straight. Yeah, they won 8 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson threw for two TDs tonight. Lamar Miller looked pretty good tonight. 162 yards rushing and a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins mm-hmm. always solid. 5 receptions for 74 yards. Them Texans, do you take this win streak for real by them, though? Because when you look at everybody they've played.
Yeah, because they got some. The thing about the Texans is they was always like one player away from being this dominant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think when you add a few pieces there in the offseason, they actually. And we're talking about a year older for Deshaun Watson, you know, more experience. So we're seeing that. And but, you know, and then coaching plays a part too. But the rally off 8 wins in a row, I mean, it's not a fluke in the NFL, I don't think.
Yeah.
By any means.
Yeah. 8 straight wins. Wow. That's making that AFC picture all the more clear. But nevertheless, it is what it is. All right. Let's go back into college football. And the thing I want to get with you about first and foremost is that big Ohio State win over Michigan. Oh, my goodness. That thing, 62-39. First of all, you think that put Jim Harbaugh in the hot seat?
Only thing I say about, you know, about that series, which they haven't been relevant to us, to Ohio State in, what, 18 years, mm-hmm. 19 years?
Mm-hmm.
The national championship appearance was, what, 97? They shared that with Nebraska, I think. But in the Harbaugh era, Harbaugh, I think he does, I'm trying to find an upside for him that I can get him out from under this rock that he's under. Harbaugh, I can say he motivates. I can say he motivates. But one thing, he constantly gets out-coached in this game.
Yeah.
He gets out-coached every year. It's just like, how do you come in and be the number one defense in the nation? Play some tough teams on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And come in and just get blown out like Ohio State is a prima donna right now.
Yeah.
You know, Ohio State, they're going through their struggles. You know, we've got, you know, scandals, a little bit of racism from the receiver.
Yep.
You got two running backs. They haven't established one good running back. You know, we got Bosa leaving. Shiano playing man-to-man every damn game. You know, you just got a lot going on in Ohio State. And for them, you got, you know, obviously Urban Meyer and his health issues with the migraines and the stuff he's got going on. And then you come in and completely look like you haven't won but 2 games all season.
Yep.
That was bad.
Yep.
On Michigan's part. I mean, seriously. That was horrible. It was horrendous. He's right a step above, and with that performance, your guy down in Florida State.
That's a joke. We'll talk about him in a minute, but
because we got to. But sure, we will talk about him. Yeah, we will talk about him in a second. But because on a serious note, it was something that happened with him, and I really wasn't a fan of that. Regardless,
yeah, me neither.
Because that's totally away from football, and
yep.
It shouldn't be tolerated.
Yep. But yeah, man, this is just an amazing thing. I think now with Harbaugh, I think you see him being more overrated than anything else.
Yeah, he's definitely overrated because I think one thing about the Harbaugh era, in my opinion, is it garnered better recruits.
Right.
So he started getting the 4 stars and the 5-star guys. He started getting them guys to come there, and obviously they built his defense over what the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
And it's at its best right now. This is the I think the defense right now is the best in it that has ever been since he's been there. But I think that second year that he was there was the best team that he had.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
I think he had right. He had a better team his second year, and now he falls off a little bit offensively here and there, and now they have the best defense this year. So he's like hitting or missing here. It's like he can't get it all in the one.
Right.
But as far as him personally, this is my personal opinion about this guy. Like I said, he gets out-coached.
Yep.
He just gets out-coached because he got talent. But that day, Ohio State was the better team, and they looked it like the better team.
Yep. And and Wolverines right now, they're 10-2, 8-1 in conference. They already out the playoffs. Already.
Yes, they fell to what, number 8?
They're number 8 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fell to number 8, and then you got Ohio State moves up to 6, which mm-hmm. I kind of predicted they would be right there at that 6-7 spot, which is a good spot for them.
Yeah.
And they still get a really good bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And but as far as Michigan, it's like all that work for absolutely nothing.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. All right, we're going to head on down to the land of Florida State. Very quickly, I'm going to get on the coaching first, but then we'll talk about a situation that happened partially because of the coaching. Florida,
mm-hmm.
Florida defeats Florida State 41-14. Breaks a five-year win streak, and it kept FSU from being bowl eligible. Look, I've commented on this program several times. He's out-coached. He's out-coached most weekends. Looks overmatched on the sidelines. Now, I got Florida State supporters telling me I need to chill out. I need to calm down. Let's give him a year of his own recruits. And that's fine. I understand that because these are Jimbo's guys. So that's fine. Because of the loss, us no longer being bowl eligible, a fan put a racist message out, and it went viral. And look, I understand we're all passionate about our teams, we're all passionate about sports. I get that, I understand that. But when you take it over the line, when you take it that far, then you have to be checked and reprimanded. It came out today that they found out who the gentleman was, and he lost his job. So,
good.
You thought that you weren't going to be caught, but you got caught. You're fired. Happy for that, because what you sent out of a brother hanging in a noose, hanging from a tree. Over a football
mm-hmm.
game. Over a football game. Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're passionate about our sports, but that's just too freaking much, man. No one deserves to go through that. No one does. I hear there's a GoFundMe account and offer that was set up to pay his contract, to let him go.
You know, mm-hmm.
I think that's a little over the line. I just want to see the team get better. See the team at least be relevant. I know we're still a ways off from any type of national title contention, but be relevant. Let's see what he can do when he gets his own players in there. But that situation with the racist messages, the racist tweets and things like that, that stuff is uncalled for. I'm glad the guy got caught. I'm glad the guy lost his job. he's going to be thinking 10 times over before he does anything like that ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
And he should.
And he should. And he really should. I say that in the same breath and watch Trump pick him up from one of his resorts and hotels. But that's... That... Well, calm down. It's calm down.
Yeah, because it's just a culmination of what's going on across the nation right now. He would even, have the balls to even post something like that. I could see, berating him. Because you are a passionate fan, but that picture transcends on so many levels because you got fans that was cheering, for him to get fired, but now he might have a support group, mm-hmm. Behind that. What I'm saying? Because nobody wants to. It's one of those things where, other races. Call it, Caucasian and say, oh, he's an idiot for doing it. He's this and that and third. Well, he's probably been an idiot. I don't know. I don't want to call him an idiot. But whenever you go to that level, about sports now, this ain't about a guy does something physically to you or whatever.
Right.
This guy, I don't even know who you, Willie Taggart, don't know who this guy is.
Nope.
And I understand. Winning, and I said that about Ohio State. Because where I'm from is, we're used to winning. We're spoiled. Urban Meyer got us spoiled. We people start, getting a little beside themselves when we take losses. And this season alone has took its toll on a lot of the fans for Ohio State just with everything that's been going on. But to end up eventually, pulling out a win against your rival, kind of subsided some things, but I don't think it ever got to the point where we want to, call Urban Meyer a cracker.
Right.
It's never gotten that far. I don't think it'll ever get that far. But and honestly, put it in the media where you really mean it, because this guy really meant this with this picture, of a black man. Being strung up by a tree, which is, like I said, it transcends to, what people went through, our people went through for years, and it shouldn't happen. And you have those type of people, but once again, they can keep them. You can keep your opinion to yourself, but that's social media too. Social media is allowing us to be able to do some things that otherwise. So we see a lot of stuff on social media, these fake accounts and finstas or whatever they call it. But, and that's where they, and I'm glad they found this guy, because I don't know if he was, what was his, is he an older guy or was he a younger guy?
In the report I read from ESPN, it didn't give an age or a name, but but it did give a place of employment. One of the hotel and resorts he was working at, but it didn't give a name or his age. I guess to sort of kind of protect him. but it was in that same report, which you can find on the Sports Report page on Facebook. He was fired, and because he broke their code of conduct, and that's stuff that.
Oh yeah, that's ethics.
Yep.
Yeah, that's ethics, and, because he's creating a hostile environment for Willie Taggart.
Yep.
To be at practice and to be in that facility, to be going to his house. I mean, just creating a hostile environment for Willie Taggart. We know he's a horrible coach. Anybody who see this know he's a horrible coach. Just keep it football. Keep it sports. And keep it on the side of humanity.
Yes. Please do that. Please do that. I'm going to look at this story again one more time. Yeah, it doesn't say his name in the story. It doesn't say his name in the story. He does give the name of the person who, the spokesperson for the Hilton Grand Vacations Resort, Lauren George, did give that, but it did not give the name of the person who put the post out. And again, keep it sports, man. This is just freaking too much, man. Just freaking too much. All right, let us get back to the world of sports. I want to talk about the LA Lakers losing to the Orlando Magic. Who should we blame for that loss? Should we blame LeBron for that loss, or should we be looking at maybe Luke Walton and the rest of the team for that loss?
The Lakers up and down, and I mean, they rallied up four straight wins, and then you know they end up losing one. I think in that game, because it was a close game, I think they lost by like four, and I think they was right there at the end, which is basically how they've been playing all year. That you know, they're playing to the stretch of the game, and then you know just can't finish at the end. So, and I think LeBron's already pretty much into his, where we at, game what, 15 maybe?
Right now we've they're 11-8. They're third in the Pacific. So
that's, what's that, 19 games?
Yep, we get to that 20-game mark.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we get to the 20-game mark. Usually this is where LeBron's, and you can see it over the last couple of games, he start doing LeBron. Mm-hmm. But, no, I think it's prototypical of this team. This team isn't an all-star team. You know what I mean? They're going to take nights off. And, you know, they know they're still missing one more piece or two more pieces. And they know you know, I think with the addition of Tyson Chandler, it definitely made them a better team. You know, they needed that interior size. And I think, like I said, you know, Luke Walton, you know, has figured it out, because what we aren't seeing what we've seen before with LeBron. We've seen a little static between them. We see LeBron, he's trying to take it over, but he's also trying to work with what he got. So I don't think I think they just took a night off.
Well, right now, they are two games back of the Clippers in the Pacific standings. The Clippers 13-6, Golden State 14-7, Lakers right there 11-8, Sacramento playing some good ball behind DeAndre Fox at 10-10, and the Phoenix Suns bringing in the rear at 4-15. God, well, they need to do something in Phoenix. I feel sorry, man. I feel sorry for those Phoenix fans, man. I feel sorry for them.
You feel sorry for the Phoenix fans?
Yes, the Phoenix Suns fans. I feel sorry for them. They're 4-15, bro, and they were bad last year.
They were bad last year, ugh. And they got a bona fide. I like the guard they got,
Booker.
Yeah, I like Booker. Yep. I think Booker's bona fide. You know, I think he could play. I don't know. Like I said, we really don't see teams too much play this year, and they obviously aren't going. We're going to see them a lot, especially on national TV, because they're not winning.
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of hone in on what may be the problem with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but 4-15, man, you would think.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you down there with my Cleveland Cavaliers, you know? But we lost one of the best player in the league. You know, I can just understand them to be 4-15 right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for Phoenix to keep building and doing what they've been doing, and you're still only getting this product out there, it's just one of those franchises right now.
All right.
Horrible.
Yes, very much so. They need to fix that soon. Those fans deserve better. Let's go over the college scoreboard very, very quickly. Number 18, at that time, Mississippi State defeats Ole Miss 35-3. Number 6, Oklahoma defeats number 13, West Virginia 59-56. Number 16, Washington defeats number 8, Washington State 28-15. Number 9, UCF defeats South Florida 38-10. Number 14, Texas defeats Kansas 24-17. Again, we touched on it before. Number 11, Florida defeats Florida State 41-14. Number 1, Alabama defeats Auburn 52-21. Number 2, Clemson defeats South Carolina 56-35. Again, Ohio State, number 10, defeats Michigan which was number 4, 62-39. Number 5, Georgia defeats Georgia Tech, 45-21. Number 22, Texas A&M defeats number 7, LSU. Big upset, and it took 7 overtimes.
Woo!
But they got the job done. 74-72. I know LSU thought they had this game several times, and it ended up not. They give their coach a Gatorade bath overtimes ago, and still had to come back. Number 12, Penn State defeats Maryland 38-3. Number 15, Kentucky defeats Louisville 56-10. Number 17, Utah defeats BYU 35-27. Number 19, Northwestern defeats Illinois 24-16. Number 20, Syracuse defeats Boston College 42-21. Number 23, Boise State defeats Utah State 33-24. And Miami upsets number 24, Pittsburgh 24-20. And number 25, Iowa State defeats Kansas State 42-38. That LSU game was a wild one.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it, but when I seen it flash across the bottom of the screen, I'm like, are you kidding? 7 overtimes?
7.
7 overtimes. And here's my deal. What is the damn rule in college? I got to look at that again. I got to look at that because 74-72, 7 overtime.
Yep. That's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy,
man. It was great for the SEC.
Yeah, it was.
You think?
It was. I agree on that. It was great for the SEC. But, man, it wasn't good for people going to church that next day, boy. Woo!
Sure wasn't. They'll probably be in church like, fumble. Oh, I'm sorry, preacher. I'm sorry. Make field goal. Extra points. They were still stuck in the game, but yeah, that's a long game. 74-72. That's crazy, actually. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Oh, man, 146 points, man. That's deep.
It really is, man. All right, let's move on over to the pro game real quick, and then we'll get into our topics of the night and get everyone out of here. Saints defeat the Falcons 31-17. Bears defeat the Lions 23-16. Cowboys defeat the Redskins 31-23. Bills defeat the Jaguars 24-20, despite Jalen Ramsey's talking trash all week long and even before the season started about the Bills starting QB. Browns defeat the Bengals 35-20. I'm gonna stop right here real quick. Marvin Lewis deserves to be fired.
I wasn't gonna comment on this stuff because I'm getting hammered for moving on from this team, and then I still keep commenting. They say, "Well, you're not moving on. You're still a fan." No, I'm not. But we'll talk about the Bengals. I'll talk about Marv Lewis. I'll talk about the disrespect for Hugh Jackson. I thought that was just so disrespectful, and it wasn't classy.
Yeah.
And I don't even like the post-game presser from the quarterback over there.
Mm-hmm.
He basically called this guy a fake.
Yep.
And he don't know what this guy been through a couple years before you even got there. The management that was there. The players that were there.
Right.
And you get up there and say, well, it's basically he came and rooted us on and then he leaves and go to another team. Don't the dude got a family? Don't he need a paycheck? Don't he got bills?
Plus it wasn't like he left in free agency. He was fired.
Yeah, it wasn't like, exactly. It wasn't like he was, resigned or, well, we don't know about that. But anyway, he wasn't. He was fired.
Yep.
He was fired. And Demarius Randle intercepts the ball, runs to the sidelines, and hands it to him. And he threw it on the ground. But before he did that, he tapped him on his helmet. Good play. And then, but that was to me, that was disrespectful, because I think Hugh was, I'm not understanding what they don't see about Hugh. Okay, he didn't win no games, but I think he's always been very classy, very personable, and he likes to want to look at the tape a lot. I understand. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. But come on. Come on. I mean, they're cheating. I really don't like it. I think it's just a smack in the face, like he wasn't nothing. Now that they somewhat seem like they're turning around a little bit, they are a better team. There's no doubt about it. But when you've been a fan in that organization or that team for that long, and people are only satisfied with a few wins here and there, yeah, which is like, oh, you haven't won none in the last 2 years. You've won six maybe in the last 6 years. You know, I mean, for you to get excited, for me, that's not, I need to see a complete turnaround.
Right.
Because you've been building every year. You own the draft every year. You know what I mean? So you should be a bona fide knockoff New England Patriot team. You know, so I don't get excited about that. But the Bengals, you know, quarterback go down, Andy Dalton, he goes down with a thumb injury. Now we find out he's out for the season.
Yep.
The backup did a really good job. I thought he came in and he changed the look. But like I said, when those guys get in there, teams don't have tape on them. But I'm starting not to believe myself when I say that, because they got so much technology on the sidelines. Like, we can watch what he just did. You know what I mean? It's not like we got to wait till film day. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, we can watch it as soon as our series is over, our offense or whatever, we come off the field and we can go right over here and look at what he done.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm starting to get off of this. They hadn't had any tape on him. High school, college, maybe so. But pros, no. This guy came in and he did some things for the Bengals. But Marv Lewis, once again, you in the hot seat.
He needs to go. I'm not saying that he should be out the league. I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying he, because he's gotten to the playoffs. He's just 0-7 in the playoffs. The man hasn't won a playoff game.
Can't get out the first round.
Right. The man hasn't won a playoff game in 16 years. Stephen A. Smith brought up a good point this morning. What job do you know where you can suck for 16 mm-hmm. years and still have a job? Where? It's just crazy to me. And just like Phoenix, I talked about the Phoenix Suns earlier. Those fans deserve a winning team. Same for Cincinnati. Deserves a winning team. I blame Mike Brown over there for not being a competent owner. And I blame Marvin Lewis, too. I blame Marvin Lewis for going along with his cockamamie bull crap. He takes a lower pay structure to keep his job, but he also tries to talk to other players into taking lower pay status as well. Man, get out of here. Just get out. Just leave. Go. Those fans deserve so much better. And Dalton's out for the year. You about to get AJ Green back here at some point, but now Andy Dalton's gone. So it's done. I think somebody in the chat said it's Colin Kaepernick time. I don't think Colin Kaepernick will play for them.
Well, everybody, you know what, this whole Colin Kaepernick thing, do they understand we in, what is this, week, what, 13?
Going into week 13.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Week 12?
Yeah, week 12.
We're in week 12. We don't know what Colin Kaepernick been eating for 11 weeks. We don't know what he's been doing. I mean, he's obviously been touring the world, you know, with his Nike stuff. But this guy is probably in no shape to play football.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So we all need to kill the whole, you know, Kaepernick thing. It's too late in the season. If he wasn't here by week 4, week 5, then, you know, you know, we got to think people need to move on from that. He's not in no shape to play.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying he's probably not working out or whatever, but, you know, but what I'm saying is he's, I mean, for him to come in this late in the season on any team, learn the system, and be able to be productive in the system, it's just, it's not going to favor the team. You know what I mean? So, you know, they're always like, well, he needs Kaepernick. No, it's too late in the season. Now, maybe, and after the season is over with, it's going to be a lot of shifting and changing. So you don't know who's going to be there at quarterback or who's going to be backup or whatever. You know what I mean? So they need to, I just want to let Kaepernick be the face of Nike, let him do his thing, you know, all the respect in the world. But this whole plan thing, it's a wash for this year.
All right.
I mean, technically, you can bring a guy in their playoff roster,
mm-hmm.
and you can bring. But still, like I said, with a lack of knowing the system, you wouldn't be a starter.
Right. Right.
You know, you want to come back in the league to sit the bench.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, people need to get over it.
They do. They really do. Patriots defeat the Jets 27-13. We got the return of Grunt this game. We caught a touchdown. Eagles come back and get a big win over the Giants 25-22. Bucks defeat the 49ers 27-9. Seahawks hold on to get a win against the Carolina Panthers 30-27. Ravens defeat your Raiders 34-17. Chargers defeat the Cardinals 45-10. Broncos get a big win against the Steelers, keep themselves alive in the playoff hunt, 24-17. Colts defeat the Dolphins 27-24, and Vikings defeat the Packers 24-17. You know, I think that Green Bay thing, people want to strictly blame Mike McCarthy. I think Aaron Rodgers got something to do with it too.
Well, I think when players like Aaron Rodgers at the age he does, he needs weapons. And he just don't got the weapons there. But this whole soap opera with every coach would go back to Dallas a few weeks back when they wanted Jason Garrett's head. You know, they get him out. Dak, he's cancer. You know, now they're winning some games. Now everybody's back cool again. So now they shifted over to Green Bay because Green Bay is one of those storied teams. Story yep. franchises,
yep.
and they shouldn't be losing like that with Aaron Rodgers. Do they understand Aaron Rodgers is playing with two bad knees?
I don't think they
do. They know that the depleted his receiving core.
I don't think they understand that, man.
They don't understand that, do they?
Nope, no clue.
Nope, they want him to go out and do what Aaron Rodgers do. He can do that at the beginning of the season because he ain't been banged up, but he's been banged up now.
Yep.
So. You know what I mean? So that last game heroic stuff, hey man, that takes its toll after a while. But you shouldn't want to fire the coach. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't think he's doing a bad job. But, of course, I'm not a Green Bay fan. And they're really adamant about he got
to
go.
They are. Let me head over to line number two. Let me head over to line number two real quick. Tony C, how you doing, man?
Man, how you just going to speed past the greatness known as Amari Jerry Cooper? And what he did to Josh Norman and all them Redskins, he's hitting back. I mean, he's still running. He just caught another touchdown. I mean, come on now. He burnt them so bad, Doom can't even call in. He didn't even got called. That's a shame, man. He shouldn't be a front runner like that. When they beat us by field goal, he's all on here talking about how they was in first place and all this and all that. Now look what happened. Jared Cooper come to town. They got Mark Cooper out looking like Jerry Rice. Second coming.
Oh.
And now they want to get rid of Josh Norman after they done paid all this money for him. I mean, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Where your man's at, Will? He talking big talk last Monday night. he forgot Amari Cooper went to Alabama, didn't he?
He forgot.
I think that's what he forgot. He thought Amari Cooper went to the college of the Swiss Little Blind or somebody. Man, he was decent. That man from South Florida, man. Don't play those games out here, man. Don't play those games, man.
He definitely. He definitely fits the role of the number one receiver for you guys. That's for sure.
The number one receiver in the league this week. 178 yards, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, Redskins. Y'all better than that. Well, you're supposed to be. And they sent Amari Cooper to the Pro Bowl. Amari Cooper going to the Pro Bowl. Just for that one game. And if I hated who played against him in fantasy this week. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness.
You got smoked.
Thank goodness it wasn't me. And I actually won this week.
Goodness it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. But I actually won this week. I'm 4-4. If I can beat, Gene, I'm 4-4. I'm 5-4. If I can beat Gene next week, I'll finish. I'll finish at 6-4.
I had the last couple of weeks. I had a real bad week 2 weeks ago. I had a lot of buys and injuries, and it was horrible. But I really haven't got on it because, after week four, man, it was like, man, this is a rough, we got too many owners.
Man, yeah, you know? I'm going to have to redo that thing. Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all not going to take this from me now. This domination that I'm laying down in the fantasy. Y'all not finna do this.
We ain't gonna do that to you this year,
Which one is Doom? Doombox?
Doom is Doombox, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Doom. I'm talking about my team.
Tony C is doing really well.
Tony C. Mm-hmm. Which one is Tony C? Which one is you?
And Team Clark. Both leagues. I'm 8-1 in one league, and I'm about to be, 12-0 in the other league. And y'all trying to take it from me.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we're taking it. We're going to take this one right here. We got to take that one because this league is not balanced.
Uh-oh. Ain't had nothing to do with you picking y'all. See, let me tell you what people, y'all bought into that running back hype, man. So I'm telling y'all.
Well, I didn't.
You want to win in fantasy.
I got away from the running back. I said, you know what? I'm not going after running back.
Who,
I'm going to
see. Who you first? Who you with? See? That's where you messed
Cam
up. That's where you messed up. That's where you messed
Cam?
Up.
The server?
Cam is a fantasy draft king as far as points, dude.
I can't tell because now you sitting here talking about you struggling. I'm trying to tell you. A certain one.
Well, we're struggling. This is why we're struggling. I think it's too many owners. I honestly do. I think our teams aren't balanced. I'm constantly every week.
I would never trust some of y'all on my draft board like in real life. Boy, look at this.
Why not? Because
some of y'all don't know. Y'all don't know talent, man. Y'all pick for the name. Y'all other things. You got to look at the system. Yeah.
Other
contributing factors.
All right, let me see.
Yeah,
how the hell Drew Brees was still on the board? In the one league, I go up, I'm picking toward the tail end of the first round. Everybody snatch Drew Brees? That means he ain't watching football. All
right, let me see.
That means he ain't watching.
All right, let me see.
Y'all want to pick.
How far did he, on our draft, on our, this one we got with Will, when did he get picked up? You picked him up in what, round what?
I probably picked him up in the first round. If we in the one where I was 8-1, I picked him first. I picked Big Ben first. That was my first pick.
Now you don't even got Big Ben. You let him go, right?
Yes, I do.
Wait a minute, I see Drew Brees.
You talking about that league? Yeah, I picked Drew Brees first.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. Right now,
I knew what time it was.
Division leaders in the Rant In Fantasy League, Team Surfer at 10-1, Team Fair at 7-4, Team Clark at 7-1, and Team Broom at 6-3. Let me see. Other teams doing well. Phil Ray is doing really good. He's 8-3, and everybody else is at least two games behind. So at least yep. two. And again, I play
you. Especially if you're listening, I think I'm the only one gave you a loss. I think I'm the one that put that L on you. I know I put it on you in the other league. We thought he had a chance, but you know, Big Ben ain't no good. I'm gonna tell y'all something, man, about this fantasy. Y'all gonna learn. Moving forward, you pick a quarterback, William Lowe. He got away last year with Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone, but I got him last year. he pulled away from me. And that's good karma coming back to me. But Aaron Rodgers, now this year, Aaron Rodgers sucking. I mean, not sucking, but he ain't putting up Big Ben or Phillip Rivers or Drew Brees numbers or Pat Mahomes. So, quarterback, man, bump the running backs. I'm trying to tell y'all. That's the key, man. Bump them running backs. If you get a running back like...
I was with that on that. And I remember the first, second week, I said, I was looking to trade some guys to get a running back. I think me and Will traded on one.
Yeah, we traded.
Man, I think I traded. I gave you Rick, what would I give you? Bortles for...
You gave me
I
Bortles.
Gave you Bortles.
You gave me Blake Bortles.
And you gave me...
And I think I gave you.
How the hell did you end up pick? What made position pick Blake Bortles?
But I think
because it was still early in the season. I think you know I thought he did pretty decent last year. He wasn't bad. He was getting 6 or 7. I mean, he was getting like 10 points. You know, 10 points is good. I mean, it's consistent.
That's an aberration.
But what I'm saying is,
Freeman.
I gave him that. He gave me. Devontae Freeman, and then he got hurt that week. He came back the week I got him from you, and then he ended up probably not being 100%, I think.
Man, I know people weren't watching the board because about 3-4 weeks into the season, I went on the free agent list, and Kirk Cousins just said not done. What the hell? Snatch him up real quick. And Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, right? Throwing parties on everybody. Man, y'all gotta watch. Well, it's like a game of space football, like a game of spades. Gotta watch the board.
But see, I'm not in surface. I'm not in surface league this year, so I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, that's the one where I'm 12-0.
I think so. I'm not in that league this year, so I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. I thought you was in that league. I thought I played against you. You are in that league.
I don't even have a username and password to that league anymore.
Let me see, though. I promise. I was looking at the schedule, and I just smoked somebody. It was Phil Ray. I caught a ride from me this week. Thought he was going to take it home because he had freaking Phillip Rivers, but I had Lamar Miller and Julio Jones on that ass. That's what I do.
Man, Julio need to start getting touchdowns.
Hey, man, in this one league, you ain't worried about me touchdown. Just give me 100 yards, I'm straight. That's 20-some points right there. Let me see. You are in this league. Where you want to play you week 3 and week 6?
I don't know how. I don't have a username and password to that league anymore. I'm not in it. I'm not doing anything with it.
You are in the league. You must not be controlling the team, is what you're saying.
I mean, no, I'm not.
You're in the league. This is the Rant. Let me see. The Rant World League. I'm looking at. So you didn't pick none of these players. This is just auto pick. Everybody on this team.
Yeah, I haven't done anything with it at all.
So this is Surfer League.
Oh, that Surfers League. I haven't done anything with it.
Okay, so this is league and he's still been dominated. Okay. And then the other league is the one with Hightower and the $50 gift card, right?
Right. That's the league. That's the league I'm running.
LLC league, right?
Right. That's the league I'm running this year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so That's the league. Okay, it's first of 10-1 in this league. That's the one first of 10-1 you said?
Yeah, that's got it. The league that I'm running, he's 10-1. Yeah.
I ain't caught him yet. I ain't ran up on him yet. That's why, okay. I just smoked four this week, so.
But no, man.
You know, I didn't know you weren't controlling that league right though.
Mm-mm.
Nah, I didn't know. Well, you need to get on that, brother.
Nah, man, I mean.
You in here looking.
I mean, what more can I do now? I mean, you know.
To assess for the senior Evite. No, I'm saying next year.
Because, you know, he.
Okay.
You know, because I didn't get anything, you know, from him in terms of an invite to it.
I don't even remember. You're right. I don't even remember drafting that team. I think we did that. He sent it to my email. You need to get him a new email next year.
Yeah. That's it. Do that.
Yeah, man. But I was just calling in. You know, I don't want to hijack your hour. I just wanted to talk about Amari Jerry Cooper. What he did to the Redskins on Thursday.
He
know.
Got down.
And, you know, I need everybody to send up a prayer for my Cowboys Thursday night. We rolling up on that unstoppable force. We're gonna try to put up a fight, man. We're gonna try to put up a decent show.
It's gonna be interesting to see. It's gonna be interesting to see that number one, to see what Ezekiel Elliott does against the number one rush defense in the league. So we'll see what they do. So
yeah.
Yep. But yeah, guys, I'm about to check out.
Yeah, about to get out of here
a little early so I can get some rest.
I'm about to get out of here myself. We touched on a major topic, so I wanted to talk about. Tony C,
yeah.
Thank you for calling in, man. Gene, thank you for calling in as always.
No doubt.
I'm not gonna play an outro. Don't forget to follow all the shows on Rant In Radio this week. Don't forget to follow the Rant, Shining Wizards. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I have no idea when or what are you reading. Comic shows coming back, but it should be back soon. And then we'll also have the Sports Report podcast every Monday at 11:15 p.m. Eastern. That's going to do it for me, everybody. Thank you for having me in the living room this week. I do appreciate it. Have a great day. Have a great night. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care.